Hi, I'm Justin Bader. Welcome to day 5 of the Paperless Office Makeover. And again, I'm thrilled that you've joined me for this series to learn how to become more effective in dealing with those inevitable hard copy documents that tend to clutter our offices. Now, we may not be able to deal with less paper overall because people are always going to give us stuff in hard copy. But what we can do with the right tools and strategies in place is we can deal less with the paper that's in our world. So I want to share with you a couple tools today that I think can make a difference. The tool is simply a signature folder. Now, you probably have lots of stuff every day that your secretary needs you to sign, whether that's budget related or payroll related or field trip authorization forms. Whatever it is, you want to get that stuff signed and back to your secretary as quickly as possible. You don't want that stuff getting mixed in with stuff that you need to read or stuff that you need to file. You want to get it signed and returned. So what I would recommend doing, if you don't already have a system set up just like this, is have your secretary make a folder just for things that you need to sign and keep that on her desk. And when you walk by, here's what you do. You pick up that folder, you open it up, you read everything in it, and sign it, and give it right back. And that paper never needs to enter your office. So we may not be able to deal with less paper, but we can deal with paper less. Now, you can take the same approach to the mail that you receive. And you probably have some sort of mail room or a copy room where you have a mailbox. And as you go through your mail in the mail room, throw away on the spot anything that you don't want to take back to your office. Now, that much is obvious, and I'm sure you already do that. You already throw away your junk mail before you even get it back to your office. But you can go a step further, and when you're initially reviewing that mail in the mailroom, bring with you a stack of sticky notes so that you can label with exactly the action that you need to take everything that you keep and bring back to your office. So when you get back to your office, instead of just a big pile of mail that needs to be kind of sorted again, once you've gone through it once to make the decision about what to keep and what to toss, everything is already labeled with the action that you need to take. The second strategy I want to share with you today for touching paper less is to not worry about just touching that paper once. There's this old kind of advice in the realm of productivity about only touching a document once. Don't worry about having to deal with a document more than once. If you do, that's fine. The key is every time you handle that document, every time you pick it up and think about it, you want to move the ball forward. You want to elaborate on the thinking that you've already done. So if you've already got a sticky note that says, okay, here's what I'm going to do with this document, the next time you pick it up, there's a reason you haven't taken that action yet. What you need to do is take another sticky note and elaborate on that further, or just do what you articulated last time. So here's today's challenge for you. Next time you check your mailbox at school, take with you a pad of sticky notes and a pen. And when you're throwing away your junk mail, anything that you keep, label with a next action sticky. Then when you get back to your office, sort that paper by action. That's it for day 5 of the Paperless Office Makeover. I'm Justin Bader, and I'll see you tomorrow.